I've got a theory about what's happening in Ukraine, and let's go right to Joseph Lindsley in Lviv, and I want to run this by him. It's good afternoon for you there, Joe, and here's what I want to believe, and I'm sure our listeners would like this to be true, too. Do you think it's possible that the United States is giving Ukraine the weapons they need, but they're keeping it a secret so it doesn't escalate tensions with Russia? And Zelensky is in on this and keeps asking for help from President Biden, even though he's getting it. Am I crazy to think that? I mean, what advantage would there be to talking about weapons coming from the U.S. and admitting that that's happening?
Well, there probably are many things happening that we don't always know for sure. But I would say, I mean, we do know of the weapons that have been received. I mean, and that's public. And I think, the anti-tank weapons from the United States and from the UK have been absolutely essential for the Ukrainians. I think I don't think there is any. There certainly is not any behind the scenes official channels. I mean, I think, and for example, you know, American officials are not. And the American officials who used to be based here are not even allowed to return to Ukraine. As much as they want to, they can't. They're absolutely strictly forbidden. And for example, the foreign fighters that come here, they have to be retired. They can no longer be in the military. That's not happening. But I'll say this. Ukrainians are incredibly resourceful, which is what I saw 2 years here during the pandemic. And with allies and friends who are not official around the world, especially around Europe, Ukrainians are able to find ways to be equipped. It is a bit hodgepodge. I mean, as we see it, like right now, we have at last our team is on the way to Odessa carrying, you know, a batch of supplies for soldiers that we know about through our contacts. And we source these products from around Europe. You know, it's, for example, Bob, there's the best quality helmet. Is you can't import into Ukraine. You need the proper international paperwork. It's difficult to get that stuff, but you can get lesser quality stuff, no problem, which is not necessarily a great thing. So we are dealing still with that bureaucracy. And when you get to the border in Poland, these things are checked. So far, that's the best answer I have for you so far on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I encourage you to. I think we should be asking these questions and. I do know there are people that want to support Ukraine more. I also know that there are people in the United States government who are skeptical of Ukraine. And even I don't know if you saw what President Macron said. Joe Biden said that there's a genocide happening in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And Macron said today or yesterday, he said it's not a genocide because Ukrainians and Russians are brothers. This is not the case. Ukrainian is a different language and culture. And in some ways, Ukrainian is, during the time of the Soviet era, the Soviets destroyed so many cultures within their realm. They could not reach the Carpathian Mountains. It was very difficult for them to change the culture here in Western Ukraine. And so this is sort of the last, one of the last cultures, and along with the Georgian people, not totally destroyed by the Ukrainians, and that's what Moscow is trying to do right now.
Good point. And I think maybe just wishful thinking on my part that Ukraine is getting the weapons it needs and just not talking about it. If you get rain there in the next few days, I've heard all those Russian tanks in that convoy headed to eastern Ukraine would have to get on roads rather than be in the fields, and that would make it easier for Ukraine military forces to stop them. Is that true? And are you getting rain over there today?
Today is actually a beautiful sunny day. It's maybe the warmest it's been. It's colder here usually than Chicago. So today is almost 60 degrees and a beautiful sunny day. Mm. And it gives people much needed energy. We had rain for the past few days, but I don't. I would have to know the forecast exactly for that particular area, but I don't. It reminds me of in the lead up to the war, we kept hearing from the West, "Oh, Russia is waiting for the ground to freeze to invade," and they waited actually till the ground was unfrozen. So. Huh. I'm a bit skeptical when I hear these things.
Yeah, I can imagine. Joe, can you use your GPS? There's a report that Russia is jamming United States GPS satellites that Ukraine uses. Are you having problems?
Here in Lviv, no. I mean, the only problem we would have here in Lviv, which we are aware of, is surveillance. And I was just talking with an American volunteer who's from Chicago, actually, and now lives in Texas, but came here to help us monitor genocide outside of Kyiv and in southern Ukraine. And, you know, he said he left all of his American SIM cards, you know, across the border in, whatever country he came from. Because if there's an American SIM card detected here, the Russians can easily find it and listen to you. But when it comes to near the front lines, radio equipment is being jammed. And Ukrainians have a great need for better communications equipment. I think that's one of the biggest needs they have. I mean, they have the bravery and willingness to fight, but it's very difficult for them to communicate. On the other hand, if you get things like satellite phones, the Russians going back to Syria and other places are very good at detecting satellite phones. And they know that anyone that has a satellite phone is, you know, someone they want to destroy. And so it's very dangerous to, if you can find a good communications, it's very dangerous to use them. You have to be very careful.
There is a huge Ukraine flag flying near the busy Kennedy Expressway, pretty close to the Ohio and Ontario ramps that you can see downtown here. And I have a feeling we're going to see more of that in the days ahead, Joe. Chicagoans are with you and thinking about you, your colleagues, and the great people of Ukraine. Please take care. And thank you so much for your great insights here every morning. We really appreciate it.
Well, and it's good to hear that because Ukraine, I think people are starting to worry here that the support would lose. And, you know, Russia's kind of hoping to wear the world down. So it's really reassuring to hear that. And, you know, I'd recommend to your listeners the book East West Street by Philippe Sands. He writes about the codification of the terms genocide and crimes against humanity, which is developed by two lawyers from Lviv during World War II. And the book takes place, is set in Lviv, and it might give some people some good context as we go forward here.
That's a great recommendation. East West Street. Thank you, Joseph. Take care.
Thank you, Bob.